We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Who needs a restart presented locally, presented by locally owned Restart IT Services? Expect more from your IT company. Go to callrestart.com. Austin, after the last 5 or 6 minutes of the last hour, I would say Bob in Greensburg and Greg in Youngstown need a restart. What do you think?
Yeah, they do. They need to kick off a new season here with some positivity.
New season, you know, give it till their first loss before we start going on and on and on about how much we dislike Bob Nutting, right? Fan Twitter brought to you by South Hills Kia Peters Township. Visit them at southhillskia.net. Joining us now is the one and only Dan Zangrilli, who will be providing pre- and post-game coverage for most of the games this year, right? How many games do you do every year?
I don't know. Probably close to 100, I think.
So 100 games you do, and then, of course, we've got other people that will – do the other games.
Yeah.
Do we know who these other people are yet?
I think Jeff Hathorn's going to chip in a little bit. Maybe I'll do a few more. You know, we have some games over on KDKAM. Paul Alexander, I think, has agreed to throw his hand in the pile. So that's all good stuff. It's hard to do those 162 schedules, man, like we did back in the day.
Yeah.
That was a grind.
And if you do 162, that's a long haul.
It's a long year, but, hey, maybe this year will be a little different. Maybe it'll be a little bit more fun. The last five have been not so fun,
yes.
But
it should be noted that you do the post game show. It means you take phone calls.
We do,
and
I'm familiar with Greg in Youngstown.
I mean Greg in Youngstown is a regular on your show.
He's fun.
As is Chuck in Uniontown.
The best.
Is a regular, right? Here's a guy I have not heard from for a while, and I was wondering if you have. Is Doc in Claysville? It's been a few years.
Yeah, I mean, I think we'd have to bring Tab Douglas out of retirement because I think Doc had a thing for Tab.
Well, I mean, he used to call my show all the time, you know. And, you know, Doc in Claysville was a huge baseball fan.
Sure.
But he would always call, too, about college basketball. He's a big college basketball fan.
You know who I really miss is, and I hope he's okay. I'm starting to wonder because I haven't heard him on the air at all. Chuck in Uniontown is in a league by himself, right? And Austin might be too young to remember. And I gave him the nickname, this guy, Smiling Bob in Washington.
Yes.
Remember Smiling Bob?
Is he around?
Smiling Bob, if you're out there somewhere in Washington County, we'd love to hear from you. If I'm to guess, he probably is done with the Pirates. He's probably done with management, ownership. And if I think I know Bob... And I got to know him pretty well, especially over the winning years. And he was never at all happy while they were winning 94, 88, and 98 games. And that's why I called him Smiling Bob in Washington, because he comes off and he had that curmudgeonly voice as he got, hello.
Yes.
I just hope he's okay. So if you can, Bob, you don't need to, you know, come on the air if you don't want to, but just call Austin, introduce yourself, let him know that you're all right.
I think that's pretty good. It's one of these things where people don't realize when you do these shows a lot, you get these guys who are regulars, right?
Yeah, man. And sometimes, you know, because the show's 10:30, 11:30 at night and you get into the weekends, right? It's an eclectic group. An eclectic group.
The one guy that is, you know, because I crossed over for a while and I was on KDK, and now it seems I'm back here. The one guy that seemed to be, two guys that seemed to be transferable Ted in Mount Washington and Anthony in Oakland, right?
Yeah. Anthony and I had a big blow up last year. I think he's mad at me.
Why is that?
I don't know. He started throwing insults and I threw a few back.
About Pirates?
Yeah.
It started out talking about the Pirates.
Yeah,
and then,
of course.
You know.
We disagree. He got a little personal. So that's all right.
That's all right. I mean, Anthony's a good dude. He's a good man and he's very smart. He's well,
no doubt.
Very well read and all that other stuff. And so,
yeah, he's dynamic.
Maybe you guys
on the political front.
Maybe you guys can patch it up this year.
Yeah,
and he can become a good caller for you again. But so anyway, the Buccos today they play the Marlins, and you know, it's funny to me. One of the things that I have just really not ever been able to come to grips with, for whatever reason, okay, I just cannot call them the Miami Marlins. To me, they're the Florida Marlins. They always have been. They always will.
So are the Tampa Bay Rays the Devil Rays?
Yes.
They're still Devil Rays to you?
Yes. And the football team in Washington is the Redskins.
Dare I ask about Cleveland?
And they're the Indians.
All right.
I'm old. The one night I was on here and I was talking about the Redskins, and that, you know, after the entire segment was over, whoever was my producer was like, you know, they're called the Commanders now. I was like, oh God, they are. I forgot. Anyway.
Guardians is the hardest thing for me.
No, I don't like that. IUP, you know, what do they call themselves now? The Red Hawks?
Crimson
whatever,
Hawks.
Whatever they are.
Yeah.
They're still, no. Anyway, the Miami Marlins and the Pirates. Optimism is seemingly high, Dan, and for this team on a lot of fronts. And I think that actually a lot of it is justified. I mean, I'm concerned, obviously, like everybody else, about the rotation. But I think that the lineup has a chance to be pretty exciting, doesn't it?
So this is what I've been kind of kicking around all offseason. And as I come out of hibernation and the weather starts to warm up, people start asking me about the Pirates. And I was at breakfast this morning, had a conversation, and the question just comes up, well, what do you think? Because I think a lot of folks are on the fence. They're either, they're going to win 75 games, or a lot of folks think that they're going to win 85. I don't see how they have gotten markedly or progressively worse to the point where you would think that they can rubber stamp their win total of 76 wins last year again this year with largely a young, budding, improving roster. So I just think if it's status quo from 23 to 24, and I largely think it is, that there's just going to be some marked improvement based on growth and development. Now, listen, you could have guys that fall off, that regress, like Roansy Contreras did, because I think that he was someone that was counted upon going into last year and certainly fell well short of the expectations. And then you could factor in injuries to the equation as well. O'Neill Cruz just falling off the cliff and removing him in a blink of an eye from this lineup, from this roster, for basically an entire year. Well, that obviously had a deleterious effect on the overall win total. When you look at the expanded playoffs and you see a team like the Marlins with a negative run differential that somehow maybe smoke and mirrors their way to 84 wins as they did a year ago and a berth in the postseason. When you see the Arizona Diamondbacks, I don't think that was as much as smoke and mirrors, especially in the NL West. They find a way to scratch and claw to 84 and make it all the way to the World Series with their really good pitching staff. I don't think it's an obscene thought to think that this team from 76 wins a year ago could improve 7 or 8 wins in 2024. Granted, a clean bill of health, that's paramount. That's not always going to be the case. They're already starting to take on water in their bullpen. But how are they not better? How are they not going to improve? I don't think that there's been a significant fall off. I would have loved to have seen more activity in the offseason. I don't think that they've done nearly enough, and they're counting way too much on internal promotions and progress with guys in their rotation. I think they needed more external support. They put some but not enough into that starting rotation. You'll eventually get it. Is that Jared Jones? Is it an improved Quinn Priester? Obviously, Paul Skenes is the aircraft carrier there, but they've got to be better just based on default.
I think here's the thing I would tell you.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
And we've talked about this a lot. Does Marco Gonzalez have anything left? What is Martin Perez going to give
him? I think he's going to be all right. Okay. Obviously, he had a really good spring.
Jared Jones, what is he going to bring?
He's their number three prospect in an otherwise prospect-rich organization.
I get that, but my point is there are people like that
sure, unproven. Unproven.
He's completely unproven.
Sure.
So my point is, I think that those are the questions that probably need to be asked, is what is realistic from this pitching staff? And I put it to you this way. I think as I asked Austin this, I asked Mackey this, I'll ask you this. Jones, Keller, Falter, Gonzalez, and who am I missing?
And Perez. Perez.
Of those five, how many of them will still be in the rotation third, fourth week of August?
So it all depends on the circumstance of the team and where they're at in their competitive position. And you would hope that O'Neill Cruz in his presence, and assuming that he's healthy and does what everybody thinks that he's capable of, don't you think if Cruz stays healthy last year, how many wins would he have been worth? And what would that have done to the Pirates' position as to whether or not they buy or sell at the trade deadline? I think a healthy O'Neill Cruz completely turns the Pirates' fortunes around in 23, and they would have been buyers at the deadline. I think he's a 5-7 win guy for this team, and he can make that much of a difference. And I'm happy to go into just a little bit of the nuance of those pitchers, especially Perez. I think he's going to be far better than maybe he was in Texas, because I think ballpark factors really have proven, and we've talked about it for 25 years at PNC Park.
Will he be as good for them as Rich Hill was?
I think he's going to be better. But listen, the Pirates have a fairly decent track record. There's a clear blueprint of what Ben Cherington likes to do, right? They sign one-year deals to these left-handers. The profile of their stuff, their makeup, pretty good breaking balls, decent changeup. If you want to go from Tyler Anderson all the way back to Derek Holland, but you know, Quintana was probably the best success story of the bunch. They've had a pretty good track record of bringing in left-handers with the same sort of stuff profile that have had some really good years. They've flipped the majority of them at the deadline, but I see no reason on a one-year, $8 million deal in the case of Perez, if the Pirates are in a competitive position to answer your question, I see no reason why they wouldn't keep him if he is an important part of the rotation and is helping them compete. What you would likely get, I don't think would compel you to move him. You would rather keep him for an additional 2 months and get whatever, you know, you would get out of those 8-10 starts that he'd make for you.
So you're saying you think Perez will be on the team in August?
Assuming that the Pirates are in a competitive position, yes.
Okay.
Yeah, I don't.
How about Gonzalez?
I wonder, and depending on what the Pirates do from internal moves, I mean, he could be flipped to maybe shore up a bullpen or maybe bring in somebody if they're in a competitive position to help this team. Maybe it's an additional outfielder or it's additional infielder. I think that they would probably try to flip him, I think, or maybe move him to the bullpen. He's likely odd man out. If Skeens is up here by that time, I really think Quinn Priester is going to be able to turn it around. After he went back down last year, the velocity, big increase there, and that's paramount with Quinn Priester. So I think he's going to be a factor. I don't know how much JT Brubaker, as we get later into the year, that he'll factor in as he comes back from Tommy John surgery. But the rotation coming out of the gate, I think, will look very different towards the second half of the year and the end of the year than it does as we sit here today. Bailey yeah. Falter will not be in the rotation, and nor should he be at the moment, but I don't think come June, July, he's in the rotation or maybe even in the organization.
Yeah, I mean, I think that's really one of the things. Obviously, people keep talking about Bailey Falter, and obviously he's a stopgap. I don't think they have long-term thoughts with him. I think their thoughts are, listen, if he can somehow slop his way to give us six or seven starts, right? By that point, you know, now six or seven starts, you're in mid-May, even later. Maybe now it's time Skeens can come up. That's all they're trying to get out of this guy.
And listen, the strength of this team, I think, clearly lies in its bullpen. Now, I'm a little concerned as to the water that it's taken on. Obviously, Dowie Moretta, losing him for an entire year, that's a big loss. I don't think that enough has been made of that. Colin Holderman, obviously, this virus flu thing that swept through the clubhouse, he dropped 15 pounds. I mean, how slow is he going to be to get back? The Aroldis Chapman signing, from a baseball perspective, looks all the more important right now, and a pretty good $10 million spent because of some attrition there.
Are you surprised they didn't flip him? When they signed him for $10 million, I thought, boy, they're going to take him. Now they've got some cost certainty for him. They're going to take him and maybe a prospect and flip him for like a starter. I thought that's what they might do.
I think if somebody was really interested in Chapman, they would not be trading for them. They just would have signed him. Right. So I'm not sure that makes a ton of
they were able to get the cost on him.
Yeah.
Now you can trade a guy because people know how much it's going to cost them. And you've seen with veterans, these teams have waited long into spring training so that they could get these guys at a lot cheaper rate. You know what I mean?
Yeah, so, that it's a little peculiar how the market has transpired. I don't know if Chapman would have been a trade piece if the Pirates are going to pull the trigger on a trade, and maybe they should have. I think prospect capital would have been far more valuable in a deal. I'm just thinking devil's advocate here. If I'm an opposing team, I'm not going to trade for Aroldis Chapman. If I was really that interested in him, I probably could have signed him anyway, and the fact that I didn't probably means that I have no need for that guy. And anyway, but yeah, there's he's obviously really important, and I guess what I was going at originally is this bullpen is going to be the strength of the team, and maybe you can smoke and mirror it with a Bailey Falter or maybe a little bit of a weaker rotation on the front end as they hopefully get some guys right, get some guys up here, i.e. Paul Skeens, sooner rather than later. And for me, and it's still the biggest storyline and really a disappointing baseball developmental what has transpired with Ronzi Contreras. That's tough. Like, I think there were a lot of plans for him. The fact that
what's gone wrong with Ronzi Contreras?
That's a great question. And I think that there needs to be a deeper dive there because, listen, he wasn't Cy Young and he was coming off his second Tommy John surgery, but you still gave away and got virtually nothing for the most coveted asset in Major League Baseball, and that's controllable starting pitching. Jameson Taillon had 2 years of control left when the Pirates dealt him to the Yankees. And while they got, four pieces back in return, none have really done anything significant in the way of contributions to this organization. And to have a young guy come in here and show the promise that Ronzi Contreras did as a 21-year-old throw 97 to the point where his fastball is not even a factor in his arsenal and he can't even throw it.
Yeah.
To complement a really elite slider, that is a developmental failure. I mean, and it's a big one because that stuff profile, the control that you have with Contreras, He came in here, really is the significant piece, the cornerstone of that Tyone deal, and to not get anything for Tyone now, and to have a guy that is now out of options, has been rendered a reliever, at least for the time being.
Yeah.
That is a big, big mark against the pitching development of this organization.
I mean, looking back at this trade,
Yuhari,
Contreras, Kanan Smith, and Mikel Escoto.
Mm-hmm. That's not good. And if Contreras works out, that's a pretty good deal. And listen, Tyone eventually rebound. I think he had a sub-4 ERA in 21, whatever year it was, and he won 14 games for the Yankees and obviously went on to the Cubs where he was paid over $70 million on a four-year deal. So there is some significant value that the Pirates, I think, gave up. And to get essentially a big question mark and a guy that has done really nothing but regress in your organization with that sort of arm talent, that's one area where I don't think the Pirates have nearly enough success stories. And as a small market franchise, you really need to have more of them. And that is internal development and success of guys with that sort of sublime stuff like Contreras had. And now he sits here still, 20? I don't know if he's 24 yet, but he's 23. And where does he slot in this not only bullpen, but in the organization? Yeah. And I'm sure they're going to try to phantom DL him, and they're going to really try to fix him. They've really got to get him in the lab, and that's one of the biggest answers that the Pirates could have, is getting Roansy Contreras right and realizing his potential.
That's the thing I didn't understand, why they didn't do that, or don't do that soon, rather than put him in the bullpen. Just you said, phantom DL him, and he's got back issues or whatever, something, some soft tissue issue that's not really all that easy to prove. It's not happening, and then just have him try and work out whatever's going on. But obviously, he would be an answer to some of the questions we have if he could figure it out.
For me, I can't think of anything more important surrounding the Pirates in 2024. I would challenge someone to give me a more important developmental success story, or even just an important storyline for the Pirates in 2024. For me, it's Roansy Contreras. Obviously, O'Neill Cruz, you want him to realize potential MVP.
I would say Henry Davis. He's got to prove that he can catch. He's got to, I've heard a lot of different pieces about him as a catcher. I've heard that he's improved, but he's still not going to be he's not going to be an asset back there. He's not going to be a liability, so to speak, but he's really not going to be an asset. He's got to get to the point where he becomes an asset.
So, and my question, and I'm very much in the minority on this, and I saw two innings last year, and that was all I needed to see with Henry Davis. And it's clear that the Pirates silently think this way and would agree with this. I would just turn the page on the whole catching thing and just stick him in right field. And by doing so, I don't think that is a developmental failure. That bat for me is such a plus bat. His hit tool is really, really good. I don't think I even want to mess with Henry Davis as a catcher. Even if he could eventually work his way up to being a league average catcher, just the wear and tear on the body and the drag that it could have on the potential offensive upside, put him in right field, let that arm play, and I would hit Henry Davis potentially fourth in this lineup. That's how much I think of the bat.
Well,
and listen, I don't think he's a bad game caller. I don't think he handles pitchers poorly. I don't question his acumen. Obviously, the arm talent is there, but it is clear, and while I give him all the credit in the world for improving his ability to receive, I would rather use a cast iron skillet back of home plate right now than Henry Davis.
But the problem is Grandal's hurt.
Sure, and he's the starting catcher by default.
Right. Yeah, Grandal's hurt, and delay is delay. So, to me, when you look at it, they have to put him there. I just feel like if he can get to a point where he becomes an asset back there, but I agree with you. I thought last year I didn't understand what they were doing with him last year. So, this year now, with Andy Rodriguez hurt, they really don't have much of a choice, but it does beg the question, what's going to happen in the future? And I guess we will find that out.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.